So much has been written about the impact of the arts in communities around the country. Anne Godwin Nicodemus of Metris Arts Consulting here in Easton, Pennsylvania, and Anne Markison of Markison Economic Research Services have been in the forefront, especially in their work for the National Endowment for the Arts, when the NEA introduced a new focus on creative placemaking, as they call it, in 2010. Godwa and Markison describe that initiative as a process in which partners from public, private, nonprofit, and community sectors strategically shape the physical and social character of a neighborhood, town, city, or region around arts and cultural activities. Creative placemaking animates public and private spaces, rejuvenates structures and streetscapes, improves local business viability and public safety, and brings diverse people together to celebrate, inspire, and to be inspired. That from Kevin Wilson and Roger Manti in the journal Art of Eight. Williamsport is a city that celebrates the arts in a very public way, and this Friday, June 6th, Lycoming Arts is marking the 25th anniversary of First Friday in the city. Decades before creative placemaking was a term used by urban planners, the Bald Eagle Art League began hosting its annual art show for the public, and this Sunday they're inviting us to Way's Garden to delight once again in the work of the Art League's members and the natural beauty of the formal garden created in the early years of the 20th century, 1913 or so. We had a chance to speak by phone with three members of the Bald Eagle Art League about the group and its celebration of the arts in Way's Garden, Cathiel Weiser, Kelly Spittler, and Valerie Peters of the event committee. Cathiel sets the stage and gives us some history.
This man, Joseph Roman Way, was a prominent citizen in Williamsport, and he was involved with all of the lumbering industry that was so prevalent at that time. And he bought a house that was across from this building called a castle, and he didn't like the way this castle looked, so he had it torn down. And then he hired an architect to do a Victorian garden there, and he just liked the looks of the garden better. And back in those days, the Victorian gardens were very popular. So he used the space very wisely, and he loved it while he was alive. But then when he died, he gave it to the Williamsport area. 1937, he donated it.
That's a lovely thing for a community like Williamsport to have, especially at this time of year in June when so many of the flowers are coming into their glory, into their blooming, and also so many artists are keen on rendering floral portraits or still life pictures with beautiful flowers. Many do. And the Bald Eagle Art League has been quite a significant part of the Williamsport area for many years.
Yes. That was started back in that era, too, a little bit later. We've been doing this show for 68 years, so it's definitely older than that. But the woman who was important in instigating the Bald Eagle Art League was Eve Archer. And she was the daughter of a lumbering baron in the area, and she was an art teacher. And she was very civic-minded. So we give out an Eve Archer Award during the show in her honor, and there's a lot of information about her at the Tabor Museum, which is also right across the street from the Way's Garden.
Do you have an estimate about how many of you are members of the Bald Eagle Art League?
I think we have between 40 and 50 at this time. It fluctuates depending on people's lives and what's going on. But we generally have about that many. Of course, not everybody comes to the meetings, but we meet once a month, except for June, July, and August. And we have guest artists, even if they're not members of the Bald Eagle Art League.
This wonderful chance for us to get into the garden for the Way's Garden Art Show, as you've explained it, it's part of an entire arts weekend in Williamsport.
Yes. Yeah, we're really excited about that because we have combined with the Lycoming Arts in Williamsport, and they're promoters and supporters of the arts.
Yeah, Lycoming Arts, I would say, is more, as Cathiel said, supporting the arts, whereas the Art League is really about artists and, you know, encouraging the artist and improving the artist's work. Lycoming Arts is about public art and educating the public on art and bringing art to Williamsport.
Charges First Friday, too.
Yeah, they sponsor First Friday.
And this coincides with that.
Right. And in fact, they're also sponsoring a juried art show on Saturday evening at Park Place.
Is that another one of those historic sites in Williamsport?
It is. Indeed it is. It's the old Park Hotel, and it has been converted. It's used as office space now, but it is a beautiful building. And the front of the building has some beautiful trees and a beautiful lawn out front. So the competition will be inside Park Place. And as Cathiel mentioned, Lycoming Arts is sponsoring that. So that's Saturday. And then Sunday, we will conclude the arts weekend with the art show at Ways Garden.
And how do you exhibit art in a garden?
Well, that's a really good question. Each of the artists displays the work in the way that they see best. And depending on the type of work it is, depends on how they display it. But many of them have fixtures to display their art.
When it comes to the awarding of Eve Archer's People's Choice Honor, that means that people like us who aren't part of the Art League can make our way through and enjoy the art, but we can also add our voice to the voting.
Exactly. It's going to be a really nice day. You know, let's hope the weather cooperates. But the garden is beautiful these days. Carl Bauer and the Ways Garden Board have done some work to it recently, and it is just spectacular. And, you know, the art just adds to it. So it's going to be a wonderful day.
And you mentioned Carl Bauer's name. We see on the listing of events that he'll be giving a talk at the Tabor Museum about the history of the garden on Sunday, June 8th at 10 in the morning. Cathiel, what about the other participating organizations? For example, strawberries. There's a festival at this time of year when everyone savors the sweetness of strawberries.
Yes, also across the street is the Trinity Episcopal Church. It is the oldest church in town and the tallest spire. If you're in town, you'll see it from anywhere. So right across the street, they're having their strawberry festival. So you can come in and have some shortcake. They've got food for sale, and they're giving church tours.
So it's, again, this lovely celebration of the history of some of the sites in Williamsport.
Everything's happening on 4th Street that day along Millionaire's Row, and it's going to be beautiful, as usual.
The art show is a gift to the public. Admission is free.
Correct, yes. And there are other activities that are going on as well. The Thomas D. Tabor Museum, our historical society, is having, they call it a yester sale. So the donated items, it's an indoor yard sale. And they've been very supportive of working with the Bald Eagle Art League. That's where we meet every month. And then there's an organization that is exhibiting with us this year that is new, and that's called the Fire Tree. And Valerie can tell you more about Fire Tree.
Yeah, they're doing a thing called Art and Recovery with us this year. They're going to be setting up a booth. They have two pieces from all of their facilities around Pennsylvania. So there's going to be 10 pieces displayed that their inpatients have created.
And we know how important the arts and visual arts and creating in that way can be for people who are recovering from whatever it is. Art is just something that can be a healing force.
Absolutely. It's a holistic treatment.
You're having live music, too.
Well, they'll be right there in the park. And this year we have Dave Palizzi, and I think he has someone singing with him. He's a local person. He's got two albums locally, and he has a mix of music that's been inspired by great people like Bob Dylan and even Elvis. So he's really a great entertainer for us. That's from 10 till noon. It's called Palizzi and Thompson. And then from noon to 2 o'clock, we have the Uptown Music Collective, and a lot of people are very familiar with this group, and this is an educational group for talented. Even if you're not talented, you go there, you will be talented by the time you're finished, because they're a very well-known educational group, and they perform wonderfully. Their students are fantastic and very successful, and they will be playing noon to 2. And then between 2 and 2:30, we're going to have the Eve Archer Award, which is given by Mayor Slaughter, and that's a popular choice award. The people are allowed to vote for that while they're there at the show. And then after the presentation of the awards, oh, we're going to have a raffle, too, first Friday. We can talk about that in a minute. We're going to announce the raffle winners then. And then from 2:30 to 4 o'clock, Celtic Wood and Wires will be playing. And they're also local people and very well-known and very popular. So it's going to be a great time. Even if you don't want to eat or look at art, you can hear music. Hoping that people can come and look at these pieces that we have. Some really nice pieces that are being raffled. There's some jewelry, a piece of stained glass, a beautiful clay bird bath, and some artist prints that are going to be raffled off on Friday and then drawn on Sunday at 2 o'clock. So then after that, on Saturday, is the juried art show, and that is at Park Place. And that is from 6 to 8 Saturday, and that's 800 West 4th Street. And that's right in the vicinity of Ways Garden. And then, of course, Sunday is the big day. From 10 to 4, West 4th Street and Maynard is where the Ways Garden show is. And the 4th Street will be closed off there in front of the church, so people can go from the museum to the church and across to the Ways Garden. It's all in the same block.
There's also stuff for kids to do.
Correct, yes.
We're going to have a kids' table with some fabric and fibers and crafts. We're also going to have the Sketch Club from Williamsport join us.
So people can join in on those activities, and there's no charge for those activities.
You all have made it sound so welcoming. Do you want to recap for us the weekend as it unfolds, Arts Weekend in Williamsport?
Sure. So on First Friday, that is sponsored by the Lycoming Arts, and they have the 4th Street closed off so that the vendors that wish to show there that evening and the local shops are going to be open for the evening.
And we're going to have a raffle.
That's right. We're going to have a raffle.
We have 6 pieces from the Art League that's going to be on display that people can raffle for. We're going to have a booth, and then the raffle will be called out on Sunday.
And just this question as we close. Do you know why the name Bald Eagle was chosen for the Art League?
That's a good question. It could be the fact that the mountain across the street in South Williamsport is called Bald Eagle Mountain. And we have several eagle nests around here recently. And other than that, I'm at a loss to find out why we've named it that. But it reflects the beauty of the area.
When you mentioned that you meet monthly at the Tabor, would you encourage someone who's listening and didn't know about the Art League to inquire and think about joining?
Absolutely, yes. It's very exciting. And I've known about the Bald Eagle Art League since I've been here, but I just recently joined, and the benefits are just so wonderful. Just the camaraderie of getting together with fellow artists is number one. Then we have programs that are very inspirational and informative, and people can share their ideas about art, and we can learn about other local artists in the area. So we're always looking for new members, And you don't have to be an artist, really. You can just be an art supporter.
And those meetings are free to the public.
Yes, they're free and open.
Cathiel Weiser, Kelly Spittler, who's president of the Bald Eagle Art League and chair of the upcoming event on Sunday, and Valerie Peters. And they've been speaking about the annual Ways Garden exhibition presented by the Bald Eagle Art League. Again, it's this Sunday, June 8th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Ways Garden, West 4th and Maynard in Williamsport. And they want you to know about the Strawberry Festival at Trinity Church and the tours of that historic church. But overall, it is a Williamsport Arts Weekend, and the Lycoming Arts and Art League have partnered to expand the event. So it will include a juried art competition and so much more. So the festivities begin this Friday, June 6th, with Williamsport First Friday in downtown Williamsport. On Saturday, professional artists will present their work at Park Place as part of the competition, culminating in an evening celebration where winners will receive cash awards. And again, the weekend will conclude this Sunday, June 8th, with the Ways Garden Art Show, featuring opportunities for the public to enjoy live music, of course, the artwork, savor delicious food. And for more information, there are at least two websites to check. And we'll start with the Bald Eagle Art League, B-E-A-L, artleague.weebly.com, B-E-A-L, artleague.weebly.com. And also, if you're wanting more information about First Friday and all the activities hosted by Lycoming Arts, it's lycomingarts.org, lycomingarts.org. Friday, June 6th, the events of the Arts Weekend will begin with Williamsport First Friday in the downtown area, and then on Saturday, professional artists will present their work at Park Place as part of the juried art competition. And then Sunday, June 8th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., it's the Ways Garden Art Show presented by the Bald Eagle Art League. For more information, beal artleague.weebly.com.